never go home.
Welcome. You're listening to WMUC-FM, College Park. And this is the final episode of Weezer Wednesday for the semester. No.
This is tragic.
What a horrible, horrible thing.
Man. Wow.
Man, I wish this semester could last forever because I just want to do Weezer Wednesday every week.
I don't want this semester to last forever. This semester has probably been the third worst semester for me. And that's saying something.
Ditto.
Anyways.
But enough about school. We're not doing that.
Oh, no.
It's Weezer Wednesday. We're going to talk about highlights in Weezer.
Oh, great and wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, let's start off with some highlights, shall we? A highlight of today. This is the last Wednesday of the semester. Not a highlight, sorry. A highlight class-wise. Not for Weezer Wednesday-wise. I really enjoy doing this every Wednesday. And Wednesdays are usually the toughest day of the week. Hump day. Who agrees?
Hump day.
And 6 p.m. just kind of saves me. So I had a big pot of chili before I came here. And now I'm here and I'm chilling.
Heck yes. I had lasagna soup today and I'm going to have it again soon.
Piping hot, by the way. I microwaved it. I microwaved the lasagna and it's wow.
So that's my highlight for the day.
Make sure when you hold it, it's like you brace yourself.
Oh, okay. I'll be like, oh. Youch!
Did someone say 10 minutes in the microwave? Oops.
Oh. See? Oh.
Hey, only the hottest from my Weezer co-host.
Burnt soup. burnt jam. I'm going to have burnt jam. Oh! If you didn't understand, you see, that's a Weezer reference. Peter Griffin here to explain the joke. Wow.
Peter Griffin here to explain the joke.
Well, we're going to play some epic semester closers today. We're going to have some highlights from the last five-ish months, and we're going to just play some headbangers to prepare everyone for their finals. So, everyone tap in for the next 55 minutes for some amazing music and banter.
Why, I cannot wait. Well, let's start it off.
Why don't we?
Let's start it off with a absolute hit. We have Vivid Light by Blood Orange, and this song holds a lot of significance because we saw Blood Orange in Brooklyn this weekend. Oh, this past weekend, sorry.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Third best concert of my life.
Oh.
I was thinking about it. I think it's better than the second time I saw George Clinton.
That's valid.
It was amazing. Everything about the concert was just, it was perfect. It was perfect. But this is my favorite song from his new album, Essex Honey. And I really hope you listen and enjoy. And yeah.
Are we just going to do one or should we have multiple?
Let's do multiple ones.
Okay.
You know what? And I am going to play another song that I really enjoy called It Makes the Babies Want to Cry by George Clinton. This has been my George Clinton song of the semester, and I really wanted to end out the semester with it.
I think that's a very good choice. I listened to that after I was driving back to campus one day, and that came on, and I was like, life is maybe okay, I guess. Thanks, George Clinton, even though you're evil.
He's so mean.
Ugh. This is not George Clinton Wednesday, though.
No.
But
no,
it's
no,
okay. No. We're going to allow it for today.
And then you say the last one, Zoe.
Okay, the last one is going to be Countdown by Phoenix. This has just been such a Phoenix-heavy semester for me. And it's a countdown till the end of the semester, so I felt it was only fitting. So let's do those three. Vivid Light by Blood Orange, It Makes the Babies Want to Cry by George Clinton, and Countdown by Phoenix. We're going to do those, and we're going to come back, and we're going to chit-chat some more. So I hope you enjoy these bangers. And don't touch that dial, because we'll be back very shortly.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Better still, you try and book a room, hoping something comes to you.
I dedicate this song to Sarah Herron, who is listening right now, and this is her favorite George Clanton song. So shout out her!
Shout out.
Hello, it's me. I just wanted to say, thank you so much for listening. We currently have 34 listeners, and we're so grateful. So thank you for tuning in to our last episode of 2025, and we will see you after the song. Bye.
We're back. That was Countdown by Phoenix. Before that, It Makes the Babies Want to Cry by George Clinton. And before that even was Vivid Light by Blood Orange.
Wow. That was amazing. I really enjoy that lineup. I wonder if the next one will top it.
The next one might just top it.
It will. It will top it. Let me just tell you. I am so excited.
Let's just say you're going to want to stay tuned in for the next few songs.
Well, I'll tell you what happened today. I was studying in Arib. Arib is our computer science school, and I was so comfortable and so relaxed. And then I was walking to work in the Martin building, and who do I see in the hallway? Oh my God.
Low-key me.
I saw her in the building, and I was like, this is so crazy, this is so crazy. And it was actually a few minutes after I posted the Weezer thing, so it felt like fate, even.
I was texting with my gloves on, which you're not supposed to do, and I was like, thank you for posting on Instagram.
How are you allowed to leave the lab and eat a snack?
Because there was like a lull in time. We had to like wait 20 minutes for a sample to dry.
Oh, I see. Any updates on that?
Not yet. Not till tomorrow.
Oh, I'm excited to see the results.
No more pee and poop samples for me. Thank goodness.
Oh. And what? This is groundwater hydrology?
My environmental engineering lab.
Wow. Wow, that is cool. Wow, that is cool. Speaking of cool things, this past weekend... Hello.
So freaking cool.
Oh my God. So we drove to New York City to see Blood Orange in Brooklyn. And we left campus around 11, got into...
Alam.
One, two, three, release them. And then we got into Long Island around 5. Had delicious New York pizza.
Pizza.
Oh, delicious. I should have taken... I was thinking we should have taken some slices.
Oh, yeah. We definitely should have.
And then we Ubered to the venue. And our Uber driver was so like... Let me Shazam that.
Like, can you please go back to that last song? I just want to Shazam it really quickly. It's like, if you can, it's okay, but can you please go back? And the song was Pyramids by Frank Ocean.
What a show so guy. Funny. And then we get into the venue, and the opener was a classic piano player. And, oh my gosh, the show itself was so amazing. Blood Orange. Devontae Hines was going back and forth between an electric cello. To a guitar, to bass, to keys, and he had his backup singers were just, oh my gosh, just amazing. And who was the actress on violin?
This was the biggest kicker for me. Do you, for those who know who Amanda Sternberg is, I think I'm saying her name right. I'll double check, but she's the main actress in The Hate U Give, and she's an incredible violinist, and she was playing violin at our concert, and I was like starstruck that she was on stage playing beautifully, and I was like, holy crap, this is awesome.
Also, Mustafa?
Yes.
He was there. He was on stage singing along with with Dev.
Amanda Stenberg.
Oh my gosh.
I've been adding an extra R in her last name.
That was her?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, wait, what? Wow.
Like, he said her name and I didn't register it first, and then he said it again and I was like, that's like actually her. So, yeah.
Wow.
That was awesome.
It was amazing. It was just one of the best concerts ever. And then we went down the street. We saw a place called Grace and Ruby's. Giving out free green tea drinks.
Oh, green tea beverages.
Beverages. If you had a wristband from the venue. So what did we do? We went in there.
Yeah.
And the barista was so nice and so enthusiastic. She was like, Blood Orange has been, you know, like, what's the correct term? Like, residency?
I don't know if it's a residency, but, like, close enough.
For six days, she sold out. 6 days in a row. And she said that her favorite group of people have been from the Blood Orange crowd. And that was so amazing. I mean, oh, she was so nice. She's like, I love you guys. And so chatty, too. And she drank some beverages along with us.
She had a little bit of a beverage with us.
So it was nice. And my sisters were there, too. And it was an amazing time. And then we got breakfast for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner being midnight. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was awesome. We had amazing French toast and eggs and bacon and yum. Just yum. What an awesome day.
Zomi, how many eggs did you eat this weekend?
I don't, like, maybe one. I did good. I don't like eggs, but I ate a whole egg today. I mean, this weekend, and that's an accomplishment for me.
It's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So another reason why I asked why this weekend was awesome.
Because we ate eggs.
Yeah. For me, I love eggs. And then it was just... It was great. I love music and eating food and hanging out with good people. It's just such a surefire way to
I wish
have
I could
a grin on my face.
Major in going to the diner in Brooklyn in college.
Oh my gosh. I need to move to New York. Sorry. I need to go there.
I need to move to there. What an awesome place. Yes, I'm going to be the next transplant in New York City. Get ready for me. Bushwick, prepare for Grace Aaron and Zoe Kadman. They don't know what's coming.
Oh. They don't know that the biggest Undertale nerd is coming to New York. They're not ready for that.
No, they're not.
No, they aren't.
They're not ready for the next Disney adult to move to New York City.
Which is not me. Okay, Zoe's claiming Disney adulthood. I'm not. Let me just clarify.
It's me. My mom said, wow, Zoe is learning eggs.
Yay!
Yeah, I am.
My dad was like, do you want some eggs, Zoe? And Zoe went, yes. And I went, what?
At first, I was just like being like, yeah, sure. But you know what? They were not bad. They weren't bad.
Well, my dad makes really good eggs, actually. So does my mom. My dad made good eggs this past weekend, and it was fire. Wonderful.
Oh.
Speaking of delicious things, let's get into our delicious
three
songs.
Delicious playlist.
Yeah.
Next delicious lineup. So, the next up, we've got This Is Such a Pity by Weezer, because it's such a pity that the show is ending this year.
Oh, darn.
Gosh darned it. And then what's next?
Okay, hear me out. This song is Cassin by Glue70. You guys might not know what
you
it is right
now. You probably wouldn't know it by the name.
No, but you'll hear it and you'll be like, why are they playing this?
Because everyone's going to tune out as soon as it starts playing.
No, like, hang on with us. It's only a minute and 46 seconds of derp, but
Just hang on tight.
It's so... The song is, like, actually kind of good. Sorry. I'm, like, back in 2016, and I'm doing the bottle flip challenge, and I'm boy and beans.
We'll get there, though. And then we're going to switch it up really quick after the Glue 70 song with She's Electric by Oasis, because this has been an electric semester in one way or another. And another fitting, amazing song. This has also been a big Oasis here for those who have been tapped in. For me, not for anyone else. Just I'm liking Oasis this year. I mean, they did go on tour, I guess, so it has been a big year for them. Anywho, let's tap into this next lineup, and I hope you all enjoy and stay tuned in, because we'll be right back with even more bangers and more funny stories from the semester.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Yes. Let's do it.
I can't wait for Cassin.
This is Such a Pity by Weezer.
Your heart, little darling, I didn't mean to get so mad. Let me just hold you closely. How did things get so bad? I know how to pick on you.
I've never expected, and I need more time. She's got a sister, and God only knows how I've missed her. And on the palm of her hand is a blister.
Back. That was She's Electric by Oasis, Kasten by Glue70, and This Is Such a Pity by Weezer.
If you have my phone number, text me your opinion on Kasten and how that made you feel. When was the last time you heard that song, actually? I'm curious.
Probably like 7 years ago.
Yeah. Wow, what an amazing song. Well, that was lit.
Well, that was amazing, and I'm feeling pumped up for this closer. Heck yes. Well, I don't know what to talk about now. I'm bad at this. You're the one who has to come up with the conversations.
Well, let me just say, we've had a lot of amazing episodes this semester. What has been your favorite theme?
Oh.
We've had red. We've had Byler. We've had,
A refresher.
Oh, Jim Heron episode.
Wait, can I go in the WMUC?
Yes, go ahead. And I'm going to open up our Instagram. Follow us, by the way.
Oh, wait, no. The episode with your dad was my favorite. But let me think of ones that I was on.
Oh, we have ACL. No, we have the pet episode.
Oh.
Okay.
Where we just talked about your dog and my cat for the whole hour.
Yeah, that was awesome. I still have more stuff to say about him, by the way.
Okay, sure.
He went up to Zoe this weekend and was like, hi, can I have some eggs? And then was chasing, running around the couch with me, and he's like my best friend, so...
Yeah, maybe the ACL recap, because I really had a good time at ACL. Or I always love the Asian artist theme. I just think it's so fun.
It's such a classic.
Yeah. Even though it's not original, I didn't come up with that. But there's been some good episodes this semester. So I'm excited to get back into it next. I know the semester hasn't even ended, but I want to do it again.
I know.
I can't believe we only have one semester.
No.
No.
It's okay, because I actually know exactly how we're going to end all of Weezer Wednesday. On the very last episode, I know exactly what I'm going to play.
Okay.
Should I say it?
No.
Okay.
It's a secret. No.
No.
Okay, what was your favorite?
Oh my god, my dad being on air was so fun. My dad loved it, and he even, like, shared the link to his coworkers. And when I saw his coworkers, they were, like, joking about the show we were on. And I'm like, oh, everyone's listening. Everyone's tuning in and having fun. And I just really enjoyed it. Also, we got delicious food from Northwest Chinese afterwards. Duh.
Yum.
So it was great. But this time I'm not talking that much about food because I ate dinner before I came here.
Oh.
See? Notice?
That is so freaking true. But wow. I'm still hungry. I need to eat my lasagna.
Lasagna.
Dad, if you're listening, you need to be on next semester. We're going to have you on. We need to have both of the fathers on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Father play date.
Yeah.
Yay.
Even though you said you don't want to be on, I'm going to make it happen maybe. So yeah, just look forward to that. Or mom.
We can have your mom on. We can talk about show tunes, French show tunes.
Yeah, anyone can come on.
Yeah, so. Just hit our lines, guys. We would absolutely love you to join us.
Yeah.
There's so many things to do and music to talk and listen to. It's like the possibilities are endless. So, hey, just...
Anything's possible on Weezer Wednesday.
Yeah. Just hit my line.
Yeah.
Well, another thing about the semester. What was your favorite concert from the semester? We have Blood Orange. Mm. We have Mac DeMarco. We have Beach Fossils. We have...
Feeble Little Horse
in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
What else? Magdalena Bay.
Magdalena Bay.
ACL.
We have
ACL. Does ACL count, though?
No, ACL is more of an experience.
Okay.
We have the Boiler Room set with snow strippers.
True.
We have Sam Jellytree. What the heck?
What
Why
the
was
heck?
This a week? Wait.
Wait. Dang.
I know my favorite memes of the semester was Who Are You and Why Are They Healing? And Healing Stew.
Healing
Those were my
stew.
Favorite of the semester.
Okay, well, I feel like it's Blood Orange. Like, I don't think I can think of a better concert this semester. That was really, really quite good. I also unexpectedly really liked the Boiler Room set. I had a good time there.
Yeah. I got scared.
Yeah, I kind of, like, unlocked a newfound appreciation for, like, EDM music.
You're welcome, Vivian.
Thanks, Vivian Mai. I don't know if she's listening, but yeah. What's yours?
Oh, it's got to be Blood Orange. Yeah. And then, oh my god, I also really liked Stardew Valley.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We saw Stardew Valley Orchestra.
And then all of the 30-year-olds were cackling in the seats, and I was like, you know what? This is a vibe, I guess.
I love nerds. Oh my god. I love nerds so much. Next time I'm going on cosplay.
Okay.
It's happening.
What are you going to cosplay as?
Can
I be the chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to be Shane. Because okay. Shane has chickens as pets.
Oh, so
I'm the
pet.
Not to say you're the pet.
I'm the pet. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Well, why don't we tap into the next few songs? We've got some more bangers and epic closers coming your way.
Oh, yes, we do.
If you need to get hype and need a pump up for this upcoming week, we've got three awesome ones coming up for you. What's up first?
Last Train to Christmas.
That's what? Not the name of the
no,
song.
No, joking. It's Last Train to London.
Oh, you're the Grinch. Wait, oh. We need to talk about... Okay, we'll come back and talk about it later.
I'm not the Grinch.
Rose the Grinch. But
I'm kind of the Grinch. But
she's like the reverted Grinch.
I'm like the Grinch whose heart grew two sizes too big.
You're like...
What's that saying?
I don't know. I said something really stupid. That actually reminded me of something else.
Well, yeah, well, that building's a site for sore eyes.
No. Okay, goodbye. I'm playing the music. Okay, what is it?
Last Train to London by ELO.
Okay, and then we've got Fight for Your Right by the BC Boys. Ooh. Because I'm going to have to fight for my rights in my finals.
Speed face.
And then finally...
My mom loves BC Boys.
Awesomeness. Our last one is going to be Photograph by Weezer because I want to take more photographs for Weezer Wednesday.
You're right. We used to have photo shoots and everything last semester.
Yeah, but this semester's just been god-awful, so... Next semester, we'll have more Photograph off the Green Album by Weezer.
Yes, please.
All right. Let's do it. And then stay tuned for the last 20 minutes of Weezer Wednesday in 2025.
No! Wow, okay. That sounds wonderful.
All right, here we go.
Woo! If you want it, you can have it. But you gotta learn to reach out there and grab it. Cause everybody wants some love. Shoot it from the stars above. And though my heart will break, there's more than I could take. I could never get enough. If you need it, you should show it. Cause you might play so monastic that you blow it. Cause
What are you stuck on?
A chair.
Oh, you're so silly, miss.
Okay, I'm unstuck.
Wow.
I've come undone.
Where's that from?
By Weezer.
Oh.
Get out.
Sorry. Sorry, but that sounded familiar. Okay, to be fair, my brain is somewhere else, guys.
Oh, fine.
Oh, Eureka!
I've come undone by Weezer. Okay, that last song was Photograph by Weezer. Oh, not the next song playing. Photograph by Weezer, and before that was Fight for Your Right by the Beastie Boys. And the first one was Last Train to London.
Last Train to Ginchmas.
To the Ginchmas by Electric Light Orchestra. So let's talk about how you're the Grinch.
Okay. Okay, fine. You start, then. Fine.
So, Grace, over fall break, we were talking about what everyone's favorite holiday was, and I said that I liked Christmas because I like the winter festivities, and, like, I just think it's, like, cozy and, like, nice. Even though I don't like winter, I just feel like I like Christmas. And then Grace and Anna both agree that they hate Christmas because they're the Grinch and they love...
Hate is a strong
okay,
word.
They don't...
Hate is a strong okay. word.
All right, okay. Fine. They don't like Christmas and they think Thanksgiving is the best holiday, which I guess I could see the argument for. But then what happened this weekend? We have an amazing day full of Christmas dartying and Grace is having a blast. She's like, yes, I love wearing the candy cane suit and the Santa hat. So what's that about?
Okay. Let me just say... Oh, I just clicked something by accident. Sorry, I'm not trying to change the topic. I'm serious about this. Thanksgiving is the best. But we did have a snowfall, and then I saw one of the best concerts of all time. And it was chilly, but the food was warm, and there was a Santa hat. I'm sorry, like...
There was a reindeer, and there was an elf.
And then Santa came down on his sleigh into Brooklyn.
Ho, ho, ho. And Grace was like, I believe in Santa, and I believe in the Christmas miracle now.
Okay, buddy. Wait, what age were you when you stopped believing in Santa Claus? Can I say that on air?
What do you mean?
Oh,
wait,
I mean,
what?
What age were you when you believed in Santa?
I still believe in Santa. That's why Christmas is the best holiday, because every year I have to go to sleep before he comes.
Oh.
Or else my gifts don't come.
Do you ever go on the Santa tracker and you see where he is
yes.
before he lands? And you're like, go to bed yes. right now, guys. We have to get in bed right now.
He's crossing over Europe. He's going to be here soon.
All of us, we start yes. screaming. We're yes. like...
This is why this is the best holiday. Like, a fire...
I'm getting chills.
You're going to be converted because
hey, I can change.
A fireplace, fuzzy socks, the Christmas tracker on the TV, Vince Guaraldi playing, cookies are in the oven.
Well, cookies are always in the oven at my house. Okay. If you know Sarah Herron, okay,
true.
You
for me, they're not. So when cookies are in the oven and the fire is going and the TV is on and Ho 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 is playing on the speakers.
Ho Ho Ho?
It's amazing. It's a good time of year.
Okay, I just kind of got chills. Maybe I'm just... I don't know, because the build up to Christmas, we're not going to have time to play any other songs.
Okay, we can play what? Which one do you want?
Goodbye. Okay, that makes more sense.
Let's do Goodbye, and then we can keep talking.
Wait, we're not going to have time. It's like 5 minutes long.
Okay, well, we have 5 minutes. I'm going to play Goodbye, and we can talk while we're doing it.
Okay,
even though
good.
People don't like it, I don't care. Here's Goodbye by the Sundays, and we're going to keep chatting.
Goodbye! Okay, because... Okay, I'm getting chills. Okay. The build up to Christmas is just so... It's so much, and... I feel like in college, we don't have enough time to really celebrate Christmas. Like, I don't do anything Christmas festivity-wise until, like, December 22nd.
Yeah.
And then it's over on the 25th. Like, it just feels weird.
That's true.
And I've always felt that way. There's just not enough time to get into the spirit of it. But Thanksgiving is so low stakes. Just show up and eat a bunch of food with your cousins and tell some crazy stories. And, like, hello?
And you try not to talk about politics.
LOL. Wait, facts.
That actually doesn't really apply to me, but I just think it's fun. You know what? Whatever happened to being whimsical?
Hey, I'm plenty whimsical. We also have Secret Santa on Saturday, and let me tell you, I know exactly who has what.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I know exactly who has what. I am so good at Secret
Santa. You're gonna be bamboozled.
No, you have me.
We'll find out.
Zoe has me. Zoe has me for Secret
Santa.
This is
on the record.
And you won't. You guys won't even know because we don't have Weezer next week.
But you know
Zoe has me.
Post on Instagram.
I'm gonna go on Instagram and be like, sorry,
the red.
I'm gonna go on Instagram and be like, Zoe has me, and you guys are gonna like the story and be Grace. You're so good at predicting the future because I'm right, and I can't say. I know who Akash has. I know who Vivian has. I know who Anna has. Because I'm just good like that. I love Secret Santa. I take it very seriously.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to find out on Saturday.
You have me. You have me. Because you're acting suspicious.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I wanted to have it.
I haven't told anyone who I have, so there's no way of knowing. Yeah, Grace hasn't told anyone either.
Yeah, I have not.
Yeah. Well, this is the final song, and thanks you so much, everyone, for tuning in to yet another... Thanks you so much. This has been yet another terrific semester of Weezer, and I'm so grateful to have been picked to host the show. It's such a blessing, and thank you, Grace, for joining me as well.
Thank you for picking me.
Yay!
Duck, duck, goose, and I choose Grace
to
be the goose.
You, arigato.
Oh!
So, yeah. We're going to close with Goodbye by the Sundays because we're saying goodbye to all of our loyal listeners. But don't worry. Fret not. We'll be back next semester. So
Everyone
just mark your calendars for the first week of school.
No. No.
Okay, we should get out of your hair. I hope everyone has a delightful evening and good luck on your finals.
And happy Weezmas and happy New Year's is the worst.
Happy Weezmas and Weeze Years.
No,
you're right. New Year's is the worst, but we'll talk about that later.
And happy Chinese New Weezer.
True. Wait, we might be back for Chinese New Year, so maybe we can say that next week. Wait, back. Okay, any closing thoughts?
Thank you so much. This is so much fun, and the fact that you are listening and engaging. Just, it brings a real smile to my face, and this is my favorite part of the week. And I say it all the time, but I say it all the time because it's the truth. And I just love doing this. So thank you so much.
Amen to that. And you know what? With that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off for the semester. So goodbye, everyone, from Weezer Wednesday. We love you, and we hope you have an amazing holiday. Good night.